Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear night across Israel, with mild temperatures making it comfortable for those venturing out. In Jerusalem, the skies are starlit, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa remains pleasantly calm. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has demolished Hezbollah tunnels beneath southern Lebanon's Beaufort Ridge. This move comes after a drone attack yesterday, as reported by the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also, Trump announced that the Peace Council has reached an agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas. He called it a historic achievement, according to Walla, from earlier this hour. Also this hour, senior officials at the White House have outlined a roadmap for implementing the disarmament agreement with Hamas. This follows the recent announcement, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. Separately, Columbia University's Student Workers Union has withdrawn its demand for the university to divest from Israel. This marks a significant change, according to Forward's report from earlier today. And finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu showcased diplomatic victories in Washington. These achievements, however, have expiration dates, as highlighted by JTA in their report from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 indicated just minutes ago that an announcement from Egypt is expected about a Gaza agreement involving disarmament and Israeli withdrawal. Belaz News reported earlier that Prime Minister Netanyahu had a candid meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance to address criticism and ease tensions. Al Arabiya English shared that Mick Mulvaney, a former White House chief of staff, believes the conflict has entered a prolonged phase with no quick resolution. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's action in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reported that the tunnels were destroyed as a response to a drone attack. The demolition had been postponed due to recent weather conditions. This strike aims to deter further Hezbollah operations, which could impact regional stability. Turning to the disarmament agreement with Hamas, according to Walla, this deal involves Hamas relinquishing its weapons in exchange for concessions from Israel. This could pave the way for a more sustainable peace in the region, though challenges remain in its implementation. Meanwhile, senior U.S. officials have presented a detailed roadmap for the disarmament plan, as per Israel Hayom Hebrew. The stages include international oversight and gradual implementation. Ensuring compliance from all parties will be crucial for its success. Separately, Columbia University's Student Workers Union has retracted its demand for divestment from Israel. Forward noted, this reversal may alleviate tensions on campus and influence similar movements elsewhere in the U.S. Finally, Netanyahu's trip to Washington highlighted diplomatic successes, JTA reported. However, these achievements might be short-lived, as they rely on current geopolitical dynamics. This underscores the transient nature of international alliances. On the economic front. First, Nofar Amikam from Glilot Capital described cybersecurity as a sector experiencing a perfect storm, according to CTEC. The demand for digital security solutions remains robust, driving continued investment. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reported a shift in Tel Aviv's urban landscape. New neighborhoods like Hisgav are opting for low-rise boutique buildings, offering a quieter alternative to the usual high-density towers. And finally, massive construction is planned around the Ra'anana metro station, Globes revealed. The development is tied to the M1 metro line, promising enhanced connectivity to Tel Aviv and beyond. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.